put in, and then that I'm a citizen of the United States, or a citizen of one of the several states, a citizen of Alaska, and all this. But I just modified it, and I got a few corrections I got to do to it yet, and I'll be putting that out here shortly. Again, I got to go do my own again, because I'm incorporating this stuff here that's out of this 1938 congressional record, which just comes out of the Cruikshank case, or the slaughterhouse cases, and some other cases, Supreme Court cases, and it's held. That means when it's held, the Supreme Court has said so. It's a done deal. But they don't teach any of this. It's all offer and acceptance. Just like what North Carolina. If you don't sign up to be a citizen of the United States and try to vote, it's a felony. Except the court said the citizen of the United States has no, under the 15th Amendment, has no elective franchise to vote. And this case right here says this is only a prohibited action. The states can't do it, so they're a little sub, or they're an instrumentality of basically Congress. Well, anyways, thanks for listening, and hope you got something out of it. Watch out for the federales. They're everywhere, and God willing, we will see you next Sunday.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Oh, welcome to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And if you are in the ability to join us in the chat room, you're also welcome to do that, too. I'd like to start off tonight with a comment here that, you know, a couple days ago we had a pretty good-sized quake over here in Montana, and centered about 50 miles from me. And it was rather large, too. Most in the area were commenting that, since it's, of course, the Rocky Mountains, that this quake was felt from Spokane clear to Canada. And I noticed on the USGS shake map it didn't show that. But I would assume, though, reason being, of course, is that because of the prior week's activity in Yellowstone Park, making sure that nothing was correlated there. But Anyway, did some shaking here. The first bump had felt like someone had knocked in my front door, and then the second one, of course, was a pretty good rumble. I did lose a photo of my ex-wife off the wall, but that was no loss. I picked it back up. Anyway, onto that, though. There's been a lot in the news here the last week from massive riots over in Hamburg. Of course, at CNN right now is portraying as some peaceful public outing, more of their fake news. But the demonstrations I watched last night, the fires, the burnings, and a lot of this is from this Antifa group, you know. But I can see why people would protest this globalism, because this globalism is not working. And that's going to do a lot with tonight's show here. The other issues that we see that were brought up in this G20 meeting was, of course, immigration. And that'll be covered in tonight's show here, because that, again, deals with my narrative, as always, is the demographics of what we have to combat with nowadays. But one thing I would like to comment on is it's kind of a note on North Korea. And there's a lot of fear or hype here about what's going on in North Korea, whether they're sending off their missile defense systems in tests. But just 4 days ago, though, that Pakistan had also done one. And, of course, they're mute on that. And what's interesting is Pakistan has been linked to so many nuclear secrets and cells, clear back to 1998, where a senior nuclear official stated that a 1998 payment of $3 million was given to Pakistan's former Army Chief General, I'll just say Karamat. These first names always get me, but anyway. And another $500,000 to this Lieutenant General Khan, who was involved in Pakistan's nuclear bomb tests. And the Pakistanis, millions of dollars in cash and jewels. And this, of course, was brought out in The Guardian in 2011. But you never hear them talking about that. And it's always something else. And then what gets me is, while the G20 is meeting, we have, again, the lackey, Nikki Haley, over there at the UN saying we cannot trust Russia, and we won't ever trust Russia. And I like how she uses that pluralism in we, because, again, I don't see the Russia doing anything over here. The 16 intelligence agencies have discredited the claim that Russia was hacking the elections. Of course, that was spoken of at the G20. But she went on to say everyone knows that Russia not only interfered in the U.S. 2016 elections, but that it also continues to do so across multiple continents. Now, see, this is what they call doublespeak. She went on to say again that the U.S. won't ever trust Russia, as I mentioned. But here we have the United States overthrowing democratic country after country. Of course, some haven't been democratic. We can admit that. Fighting all these illegal wars, none of which any of these countries has ever attacked the United States. And it's always this constant hype that, you know, whatever Russia does to protect its sovereignty, its borders, is wrong. But I find this, too, because last week I also spoke about how sanctions and how they deprived so many people of food, like in Iraq with the starving 500,000 children to death. Venezuela, where even recent sanctions on Venezuelan, where you can read about the people down there, they're rioting. They're eating their animals for food, too. Inflation's at a soaring rate. And, of course, this is all because of U.S. sanctions, where a country is not allowed to sell its wares, whether it be oil or whatever, to be able to support their economy. But and the Russian sanctions, I thought that was kind of interesting. There's been some key findings that it seems like whatever the United States was trying to do with Russia, that it's actually worked out better for Russia. they've adjusted to this, what they call dual shock of sanctions, and the oil price plunge, as was worked out with the Saudis to keep the oil market low. Of course, this was to hurt Russia's economy. And the minor GDP loss of minus 2.3% for 3 years of sanctions will be completely recovered in 2017 with expected 2-3% growth. And yeah, well, I know that might sound great and everything like that, but of course, we should understand that as much as the United States government lies about all of its job figures and stuff, we know that the Russians are probably padding something there too, you know. But there is good news, though, that Russia's economy is now the most diversified in the world. The exports remain relatively undiversified. And, of course, this is because most places in Europe will not accept American grains and stuff because of their GMO content. Russia is the largest exporter of wheat today. And it goes on to say here that the exports remain relatively undiversified, but domestic production highly diversified and self-sufficient. Debt crisis predicted by Western pundits failed to materialize. The CB which reserves intact and sovereign wealth funds are solid. The budget deficit never went below minus 3.9%. The tax collection soared in 2017. The budget's now balanced. Oil and gas is only 17% of that budget revenue. Imagine having a balanced budget. And of course, remember, though, Russia dropped their private central banking and took over the banking industry. And that's another reason why Russia is such a hit list. Anyway, inflation falls to near 4%. Unemployment remains low at 5% level. And, of course, the demographic indicators reach an all-time best. With a population of 146.8 million. I don't know if anyone out there has caught the interview where President Vladimir Putin is talking about Russia, its economy, its immigration, its culture. But he went on explaining that, and I had a couple of emails sent to me from, I'd sent that out to a few people there, and they had commented on how, why can't the United States have a statesman like that, where he just basically said, you know, and I guess Donald Trump has said this at the G20, which has sparked quite a bit of fumes here. And of course, we'll get into that here later. But when you have a country and you immigrate to it, you basically accept the cultures there. I mean, sure, you can keep your religion, whatever, like that, you know. But there is a certain thing, and that's why people for eons have immigrated, like say, to the United States to enjoy its freedoms, its prosperity of wealth. Of course, a lot of that's leaving today. But the point is they fit in. And if they were German, they opened their little German restaurants, or they're Italian, they'd opened up their little pizzerias and whatever. Same thing with the Jewish kosher deli stores, everything. Everyone is assimilated into the economy like that. And it wasn't this rivalry we see today. I was watching a video on China about how the Muslims over in China, they have some of the nicest food. People, they sit there and they freely purchase from them. And there's none of this strife that you see. It's because they're not being pitted against each other like you see today. And that'll also be covered in today's show. Because there's what they call a good article. It's called The Victory of Perception Management. And the article goes on to talk about the current hype over Russia's supposed aggression in the Ukraine, when the crisis was actually provoked by the West, including by the U.S. neocons who continue to do this, like Nikki Haley, who helped create today's humanitarian crisis in Eastern in the Ukraine, and that they now cynically blame on Russia's President Vladimir Putin. And, of course, this is the same with all U.S. illegal wars. Example, Mosul, Iraq. After the recent bombings, were surprised by the over 200 civilians that had been killed in U.S. airstrikes in the recent days in Mosul. This, of course, is taken from the April of this year. That these deaths were put into the media of how the United States had just blatantly targeted that. And photos today of Mosul looks Well, they're in color, but if you were to make them in black and white with a paint shop or something like that, they would look no different than what World War II would look like after the Allied terror bombings had taken place in Europe. But anyway, but to distract from that, of course, then we suddenly have the perception management to where suddenly there is a chemical attack in Syria. And, of course, this took the Mosul bombing out of the news. And it all went back on this evil Dr. Bashar al-Assad about how he's bombing his own people over there and using all these poisonous chemical weapons. And I noticed that here on the G20 and all these protests, when these police are firing these tear gas canisters, tear gas is listed on the Geneva Convention there as a chemical weapon and is actually banned. But we see governments using this on their own civilians. One other thing about the G20 is how many people were of, what was that, 100-some-odd thousand there, that even U.S. politicians were flying over there to protest. I mean, this is how pathetic it is that they're digging in with the tooth and nail to keep this globalist agenda going. Excuse me. Anyway, but that's the current damage control mode. And usually, as always, they use the highlights of some bunch of poor children, whether it's a Syrian boy that was found floating in the water, of course, reassembled to make it look good, you know, or the white helmets using the same character over and over again as this group is being lauded as such great humanitarians and actually are right there when they're beheading people. But they always need a crisis management on that. So likewise, when you realize what's going on and then suddenly the United States draws these red lines and then suddenly there's a bombing. Well, it's all done under the premise of taking out ISIS, which it used to be, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. But, of course, all these groups, rebels, moderate rebels, they've all kind of conjoined. And even the United States admits that with that Fox News story about the U.S. military won't drop arms contracts with Al-Qaeda-type affiliates, citing due process of their rights. So Al-Qaeda has rights. And, of course, Al-Qaeda was supposed to be the ones that were allegedly behind 9/11. But there's an entirely different way the government has showed this to this blowback, where they use the propaganda of children, and of course it's to jerk your heartstrings. Forget the fact the United States in the last administration had been blowing up hospitals, schools, weddings, funerals. And of course, those civilians that got killed in that were all due to collateral damage, like the young military. I believe he's now retired out of Missoula. There had written that article. Did we just kill a kid? Where he was talking about his drone operations. But again, these guys sit there at these keyboards, whether in Nevada or whatever, and. When they get an order to launch a Hellfire missile or whatever, they're thousands of miles away. And, of course, in the time gap, yeah, something can happen where a kid walks in and out. But it's always alleged that a group was mainly terrorist, just like when they blew up that mosque here a couple of weeks ago and killed quite a few people, too. Never would you see where these churches and stuff were a direct target from some type of a military thing, because that's usually where people take haven, you know. But anyway, so again, in this campaign against ISIS, the United States goes in there and does what? Are they actually targeting ISIS? No, you find out they're dropping food. And I guess I got a break coming up here. But anyway, we'll be right back here. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in.
Double talk.
is all you get. And you wanna.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
And a little thing that you won't know. Turn to talk radio. Any time at all, anywhere you go. It's on talk radio.
Welcome back.
Double talk is on.
It's on frequency of Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. I was talking about the recent chemical attacks, Iraq, and in Syria, though, it's a little bit different here, because when the United States goes in there and they claim that they're going after ISIS, we see where they've dropped actual ammunition, food, and of course, in the bombings, though, they're taking out civilian infrastructure, whether it be gas lines or anything. And, of course, everyone knows or should know that this is to deprive the state, Syria, to be able to support its citizenry through whether they're domestic programs, in the sales of their oil or LP gas, whatever they have. And just like with the recent attacks over there on the Golan Heights, in which Israel went in there and started bombing. Of course, this is on stolen land again, where Israel is stealing the Golan Heights oil. But everything is always what I call G-oil politics, instead of geopolitics, G-oil politics, because all these wars are all centered around the oil, the petrodollar, The regime change is just to get someone in there that's friendly to U.S. corporations, so that when the destruction of those countries come and those people are enslaved to the debt to rebuild them, the private corporations go in there and their once free health care, education is all farmed out to the big corporations. And of course, these are all done through the West. I can't blame the United States only, but as a corporation, the world works as a massive corporation. They continually do this in a tribal type instincts, to where they all jump into one area there. But this is no different, though, because when I look at that, where we have in this country, the United States will send hundreds of millions of dollars to arm and train alleged moderate rebels, where in the meantime, here in America, you have hundreds of thousands of veterans that are dying, millions of starving Americans, millions of homeless Americans. We have the corruption here through the banking, which kind of reminds me back in my own personal case with the mortgage fraud in 2008. The people always suffer. Of course, this is always charged off to national debt that you and your children's children will have to pay for. In 2008, Citibank destroyed my credit, in which the attorney general in Montana said that was kind of the status MO of how Citibank was operating at the time. And most people don't think about, well, someone's credit got destroyed. But of course, once your credit score goes down, then of course your insurance rates go up. And it's like, well, what was the difference of my driving record with no accidents on it whatsoever? Although I will say I did hit a deer once. I think was upset with people moving into his territory, polluting his streams, putting fences up everywhere. So I had to jump over him like that. And so he did the ultimate and committed suicide by jumping in front of my pickup truck, you know. But the we see where they'll fund hundreds of millions of dollars. And again, like on the quick responders on these traffic accidents and stuff, you realize a lot of this could have been avoided had the roads been cleared and no ice or whatever like that. But they can't afford to buy a snowplow for $140,000 and train the driver to drive it. But they can sure afford to arm and train these moderate rebels, which are not moderate at all. And believe me, I have some videos from the Libyan NTC and the Syrian rebels that would shock most Americans to see what they were doing over there, or had done too. But anyway, last night's news was the Iraqi military had made more progress and had ISIS cornered and was about to hit their press delete button. And of course, the Syrian Arab Army is doing about the same thing over there in Syria. And this is where we see the constant hype there that something's got to be done, something's got to be done. And Tillerson here a couple days ago had said again that regime change was off the table. And again, I think it's an exit strategy because the U.S. realizes it's losing that proxy war over there, where again, it was never a civil war. When you have 60 some members from different nations in there attacking a government, it is not a civil war. Anyway, we have another break coming up here, so we'll be right back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, 1-800-313-9443 on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio.
Welcome back. Truth is on Talk Radio. All right. We have a caller here, Patty. One more second here, though. I wanted to comment one more thing on here, but the next time you vote, you might again think of all the destruction we're seeing here within the United States here with, like, the three states that are basically in failure. Illinois can't even pay its lotto winners. But in as much as when they talk about election hacking, watch your Congress give standing ovations to Israel in these AIPAC meetings and then tell me about Russia's hacking the political progress in America. I mean, it's pathetic. Anyway, Patty in Missouri, how you doing there, Granny?
I'm fine, Keith. You were talking about Russia earlier, and of course we do know what the United States is doing. It's geopolitical. They're trying to cut Russia off from supplying gas to Europe.
Right.
It's all about competition. But another reason is the Bolsheviks in Israel, I guess the ones we call Zionists, here's the reason that the neocons and the Zionists want control of Russia again. They have a lot of minerals. They have they're the leading global producer of wide range mineral commodities that include copper, fluorspar, iron ore, diamond, lime, gold, natural gas, magnesium compound, and metals, mica flake and scrap and sheet metal, global aluminum, cobalt, aluminum, asbestos, arsenic, cadmium, gold, coal, cement, boron, bauxite, vanadium, titanium. Does that kind of put us in the little ballpark there of why they won?
Well, yeah, that's kind of like Russia. Afghanistan 1980 when they found that Afghanistan had $1 trillion in those mineral wells, too.
Right.
And same thing with North Korea. It's sitting on, what, $6 trillion worth of some kind of mineral deposit, plus has the second world's largest opium production. Da-da.
Right. So here we go. They go after all these countries that don't toll the U.S. line, that don't do what they're told, what U.S. wants them to do. If you don't obey the United States, you can count on getting invaded and attacked. Simple as that. And then to the ones that drop the petrodollar. That's who the United States is going after. I'm so sick of war.
Yeah, remember Putin dropped their private central banking. Syria has its own private banks. Libya had its own private banks. I mean, if people can't see it, they're blind.
That's true. I just wanted to make that comment and read off that list of minerals and the wealth and minerals and natural resources that Russia has. And also in Donbass, diamond mine. Hello?
Right. Yeah,
we got the same old bunch of elites willing to kill, maim, rape, steal, whatever they can get their hands on. Just take.
I was gonna say, Patty, when I first saw the thing about Ukraine there, the first thing I did is I went over and I looked up the GDP of Ukraine and saw the coal and everything. But then what was most important is they use that port in Crimea to move everything out.
Yes.
It was their shipping centers, see?
Well, that's another thing in Crimea. The United States wanted to get its hands on that naval base. They wanted Ukraine to control Crimea so they could control the naval base there.
Mm-hmm. So deny Russia of the port. Yeah, there, and also deny Russia of the port in Syria, too.
Right. But yet the United States can go, just like in Syria, they've already gone in there and opened and have a military base. I don't recall Assad inviting them in there to do that.
Wasn't it strictly a violation of
UN international law.
Yeah, wasn't it just brought up that it was 8 military bases now?
Yes. Not to count all the other ones. And, of course, now we know what NATO's up to. Did you see the story about how NATO is they're running weapons into all these war zones, keeping their paid mercenaries supplied in weapons?
Well, like I say, it was no different than the United States dropping arms for ISIS. I mean, there's videos of that. There's videos of those Apache helicopters following the caravans of those ISIS Toyotas that are 3 miles long like that and not firing a single shot. There's videos of ISIS pissed off at the United States that they barreled right by them in Israeli tanks headed up to Kurdistan.
Yes.
And, of course, look at Kurdistan. It's oil. It's GDP. You know, it has some of the thickest oil, I guess, richest, you know.
Well, it's just sad that greed has always been the downfall of mankind.
Oh, now you're being a conspiracy theorist, Patty.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, you know, here's the thing. We are being blamed, the American people, for what our government is doing. We didn't give them permission to do this because they don't even ask us what we think or what we want. And, you know, this is supposed to be a government for the people, by the people, which it is not. It's a London corporation, and they do what they want to, and they don't. They have no reason to answer to the people of the United States. They just do what they want to, when they want to, and it's kind of a big SU in our faces.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to one of Father Coughlin's videos again last night as I fell asleep there for a while, and he was highlighting on this, what they call that deal? It was part of this the deal where they were going to start it was a pay for play, I guess you'd call it. In the arming of Britain, they went the money up front and everything. But in doing that, Congress said they would not act on this until they found out how it would benefit the people of the United States. And of course, it's exactly opposite today. It's how it will benefit corporate America.
Exactly. Yeah, this is not a democracy.
No.
This is a plutocracy.
Well, I always say it's communism cloaked as socialism and sold as a democracy.
Exactly. Thank you, Obama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
well, it's like, look at Obama run around the world. He's not even the president of the United States anymore. He's out there preceding Trump on all these visits. What's he doing? That would violate the Logan Act, I believe.
Yes, it is. Violation of the Logan Act. He thinks he's still president. He wanted to be he wants us to worship him. That's what he expected. He wanted to, us to just glorify him as president, even though all he did was lie. Just a slick-talking criminal from Chicago that wasn't even born in this country. That's the kicker. Trump was right all along. Fake birth certificate.
I was going to say in that video, Shock Doctrine, where it talked about the Chicago boys basically taking their Bible down to Chile and destroying that country. And, of course, this same Milton Friedman's economic plan there is to destabilize every single country. And, of course, where there's war, there's profit, you know. Kind of like Rahm Emanuel over there in Chicago, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste, you know.
Yeah, and why is he flipping parties now?
I saw that where it looks like he's turning Republican now.
Is he trying to cover his butt or what?
Well, I think a few of the rats are deserting the ship. Well, look at those four main Democrats here. The richest Democrats are now changing party, too.
Oh, yeah. And I question those motives. You know, Bill Gates, isn't he the one that wants to depopulate the world with his vaccines? No. Why would we have any reason to trust him? None.
I was trying to think what they called that, his vaccination. It was something about, like, micro-vax or something like that. You know, Microsoft Windows 10 isn't working. Nothing works like that. But now he wants to try this vaccination thing, you know?
Yeah. Well, I guarantee you those three elites that just endorsed Trump, I don't look for any good motives coming from them. They're doing it for a reason, and I don't think it's on our behalf or Trump's behalf. But I do hope that Trump can work with Putin. There's no reason in the world why we can't work with Russia. The Russia society is a lot like ours, and I think Russia has been right all along in Syria. The United States is the one that's wrong.
Well, it's the United States being led by those neocons, and that's what I've always tried to highlight there, Patty, is the fact that demographically, I don't care if you live in Syria, every time the United States bombs someone over in Syria and they kill 10 people, one of them is a Christian, because demographically, Syria is 10% Christians. But,
Assad has been protecting all of them.
Oh, hang on, there? Ken. I'll get you on that. Yeah, Ken had sent me something. Anyway, we're seeing that all of these demographics play into so much of what I try to highlight in my radio spot here, or internet spot, that it doesn't matter where you go in the world. China has an influx of Muslims. They have an influx of Christians. It may not be that big or something like that. You know, Russia has the same demographics. But like Putin had said, if you come to Russia, adopt our lifestyle. We're not going to adopt your lifestyle.
Right.
And that's the way it goes with immigration. Just as much as if we wanted to look like Ricky Ricardo and go down to Cuba or something like that and live it up on the nightlife and the band, I mean, we would be joining that lifestyle because it is what they are made of or a part of.
Right.
You know, although
but
Ricky Ricardo's dead.
Happened. The migrants are overrunning Europe, and most of them are migrants, not refugees. And they're going into the European white countries. They refuse to assimilate. They want the Europeans to assimilate to them you know, if you can't go, if you can't be a thankful of a host country that's willing to help you, you don't need to be there.
Right.
So, well, I'll get off here so somebody else can
All right, call. Yeah, I have a video coming up right now here that's going to highlight that. It's that one from Paul Joseph Watson there, but this goes on to something else that's being claimed out of Europe right now, okay? But anyway, hey, Patty, I do thank you for calling in. It's always good to hear from you, okay?
Okay, Keith. Take it easy.
All right, my love to you, okay? Best to all, too.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right, well, thanks for Patty for calling in there. But anyway, as Patty was just mentioning there, there's some shock figures out now from the United Nations. They reveal that 7 out of 10 migrants crossing into Europe are not refugees. And the UN reveals that the United Nations has made these claims on the majority of migrants that, in fact, are from economic migrants searching for a better life. Now, you imagine after the United States has bombed the hell out of Libya, Iraq, wherever like that, Africa, Somalia, that these people are looking to support their families. And, of course, I would be a little bit PO'd, too, if I'd lost my home, my family, my graveyards of my other family members that have passed. And yet some of this stuff, as we know, is being used as a means to trick us. Anyway, Ken, you want to go ahead and play that video while we have a few minutes?
This is the shocking truth behind the Syrian refugee crisis that has been hidden from the public. Those boatloads of Africans you see on their way to Europe, yeah, well, for one, they're not coming from Syria, the clue being that they're African, and two, they're not refugees. They've not been rescued off the coast of Italy. Governments and aid agencies want you to believe that these people have struggled in flimsy fishing boats and dinghies to make it all the way across the Mediterranean. That's total BS. This is the insane reality of what's actually happening. The migrants pay people smugglers €1,500 each. They're not destitute refugees. The people smugglers then transport the migrants to a position just 12 miles off the coast of Libya. Just 12 miles. They then send out a distress call and the migrants are picked up by EU and NGO vessels. It's literally a taxi service straight to Europe. As the Spectator's Nicholas Farrell exposes, there's reason to suspect that the people smugglers are actually in direct contact with aid agencies, which is why they're so often first on the scene to rescue migrant boats. And this is a criminal offence. The law states that the refugees should be taken to the nearest safe port, which would be Tunisia. But these NGOs are taking them straight to Italy. As you can see in this marinetraffic.com illustration, the NGO boats are leaving Italy, travelling to right off the coast of Libya, just off the coast, then returning to Italy with their human cargo. It's literally a taxi service. And isn't it ironic that the only time these boats are diverted from Sicily is when G7 elitists are in town. It's a security threat for them to be faced with the very crisis they created. An investigation in Italy found that most of the NGO ships are German. Even the EU border agency Frontex accused aid agencies of helping, quote, criminals achieve their objectives. The people smugglers contact the aid agencies directly, knowing they won't be arrested. Quote, since June 2016, many boats have been rescued near the Libyan coast by aid agency vessels without any prior distress call, suggesting the rendezvous has been prearranged. Italian prosecutor Carmelo Zaccaro says he has evidence of phone calls between criminal people smugglers and NGOs like Save the Children, Proactiva Open Arms, and SOS Mediterranean. George Soros' open society-backed foundations like Avaz.org, Medicine Sans Frontiers, and MoveOn.org are also allegedly involved. Soros invested $500 million to, quote, help refugees, some of which is going straight to these NGOs. ISIS is also offering migrants free passage through the Mediterranean if they join the terror group. So in some cases, they're actually footing the bill for these migrants to pay the people smugglers, who in turn are in communication with the NGOs. This is a complete scandal and a huge security threat, yet virtually nobody knows that this is the primary method by which refugees are pouring into Europe. Just 2.65% of migrants arriving in Italy are awarded.
Yeah, thank you, Ken. So Paul Joseph Watson there outlines in that video, he shows the actual satellite tracking, which shows the ships being moved back and forth off of the Libyan coast and over to Italy. And of course, highlighted in that was the fact that ISIS is actually recruiting these. BBC read an article here not too long ago where a former alleged rebel said that they were paid $100 a month to go out there and kill. And basically, that's all it is. These people are deprived for their income to support families, everything. And, of course, they will go to where the money goes. But anyway, that other article I read off last weekend about the UN Human Rights Commission that talked about the immigrants, over 60-some million were from just three countries, and it was the same countries that they omitted to mention that the United States had just destroyed. And, of course, this is by design. And one has to really understand what's actually going there. But anyway, I had another video here coming up here, but we have a break coming up here. But this next one is going to be more about what Trump is trying to do or was trying to do over the G20 to kind of like shake people up. One of the favorite Twitter photos I liked is where Merkel is holding her hands and Donald Trump, the meme says something about, do you see how you screwed up Europe? Anyway, we'll be right back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443.
Radio, anytime, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customer...
All right, welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443. While I was sitting here, I got a tweet and private message there. It says, We had three computers running for you, 20 seconds, and then you were removed from our screens. I was talking to a veteran friend that I've met on Twitter there, but he's down in, I believe, South America somewhere right now, but apparently they don't like what's being heard. But anyway, within all that and this immigration, I wanted to lead into this next video here. This is where an Australian journalist, he bashes Trump at this G20 meeting. And, of course, with all their immigration problems and other issues, stabbings and multicultural issues, you can see how this guy stabbing Trump in the back is quite mute. So, Ken, you want to go ahead and play that?
What we already knew, Barry, that the President of the United States has a particular skill set, that he's identified an illness in Western democracies, but he has no cure for it and seems intent on exploiting it. And we've also learned that he has no desire and no capacity to lead the world. The G20 became the G19 as it ended. On the Paris Climate Accords, the US was left isolated and friendless. But given that that was always going to happen, a deft president would have found an issue around which he could rally most of the leaders. And he had the perfect one, North Korea's missile tests. So where was the G20 statement condemning North Korea, which would have put pressure on China and Russia? Other leaders expected it. They were prepared to back it, but it never came. There's a tendency among some hopeful souls to confuse the speeches written for Trump with the thoughts of the man himself. He did make some interesting scripted observations in Poland about defending the values of the West, and he's in a unique position. He's the one man who has the power to do something about it. But it's the unscripted Trump that's real, a man who barks out bile in 140 characters, who wastes his precious days as president at war with the West's institutions like the judiciary, independent government agencies, and the free press. He was an uneasy, lonely, awkward figure at this gathering, and you got the strong sense that some of the leaders are trying to find the best way to work around him. Donald Trump's a man who craves power because it burnishes his celebrity. To be constantly talking and talked about is all that really matters, and there is no value placed on the meaning of words, so what's said one day can be discarded the next. So what did we learn? We learned that Donald Trump has pressed fast forward on the decline of the United States as a global leader. He managed to isolate his nation, to confuse and alienate his allies, and to diminish America. He will cede that power to China and Russia, two authoritarian states that will forge a very different set of rules for the 21st century. Some will cheer the decline of America, but I think we'll miss it when it's gone. And that's the biggest threat to the values of the West, which he claims to hold so dear.
All right, thanks, Ken. You know, you can see from the outright propaganda from that, that trying to make sure that your country is strong. And one of the things I thought was really interesting was the fact that they want to drop this this lap that Donald Trump doesn't want war, which is part of the globalist agenda. Anyway, we'll be right back around the top of the hour break here. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, Republic Broadcasting Network.
Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood.